why did you decide that you wanted to run for SCC's Board of Trustees?
Well, I'm recently retired from SCC, just retired in May, and have worked at SCC for 30 years. I've served as an administrator, as a member of the professional services staff, and as a member of the faculty, and was fortunate to be able to retire, but really still feel like I have some more to offer to the college, and that being in the position of a member of the Board of Trustees.
When you were on the faculty, what department were you in?
Business.
When it comes to what you bring, the qualities, those characteristics, what do you bring to the board?
Well, I'm a certified public accountant, so I think I have a pretty good understanding and feel for the financial side of things. Also, my experience as a faculty member gives me insight into the academic side as well as the services to students side. So I think my experiences cover many of the operational areas of the college.
Was it a difficult decision to decide to run, or was it one that just as soon as you retired, you just said, this is the next step from here? Or did you have a little struggle deciding whether to?
I had no struggle at all deciding to throw my hat in the ring. I'm concerned that school board elections are so low in terms of voter turnout and in terms of candidates that are even on the ballot. I just would like to give the voters an opportunity for a fresh perspective on the governance of Southeastern Community College.
At this point, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing the college, and what would you do to address it on the board?
I see two main issues, first being enrollment. And I think that the existing board and administration has done a good job with trying to improve facilities, but where we haven't done as good of a job is in hiring and retaining good full-time staff who are supported and are able to deliver the services that the students and the taxpayers should be able to expect from Southeastern Community College.
I say they kind of play into each other, and so that's kind of what the one kind of works into the other. Better faculty is going to lead to more students, and more students are going to lead to better faculty.
If they would just hire full-time employees, yes. Right now they've got themselves in a situation where the number of part-time employees, I believe, is difficult to manage. And the number of employees could be reduced significantly, albeit, yes, at a higher cost if they were full-time employees. But full-time employees tend to have more of a commitment to their employer than someone who is working for not nearly as much money as part-time.
Does that require more money or a better prioritization of money?
Both, I think. Both. You know, the state of Iowa has not held up its end of the bargain in funding community colleges since their inception. And as a result, community colleges in Iowa have become more and more reliant on tuition. And wages do not increase. Students cannot increase what they pay for tuition. And so we get into a vicious cycle. And I kind of refer to it as like, at the very best, a race to mediocrity rather than an emphasis on excellence.
Brueger says she would be ready to talk about the importance of community colleges with the state legislature during budget negotiations.
Community college students graduates tend to stay in Iowa. They are truly an investment in Iowa's future. The jobs that we all are hearing about are those skilled, but maybe more skilled technical jobs, and community colleges are the perfect place for that training. Community colleges have maybe in the past shot themselves in the foot, or that they have shot themselves in the foot by being good at surviving in difficult economic times and finding a way to do whatever it is that the legislature and the governor ask them to do. And I think we've reached a point where we just can't anymore.
Brueger says there has not been any action taken by the board in the last year or so that she really supported or opposed.
So everything that they've acted on has been reasonable. I think there have been some things that administration has has asked the board to approve that I think were good, such as even after the decimation of Chapter 20 and collective bargaining for public sector employees, that Southeastern Community Colleges Administration chose to bargain in fairly good faith with the associations, and so they still have their contracts in place for at least a little while longer. I think that's something that I was definitely supportive of.
Brueger says she is running to give voters a choice, not to promote an agenda.
I'm just very aware that several members of the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Community College have been on the board for many years, and that I believe it's always good for fresh faces and fresh ideas. And so I'm offering the public an opportunity for that, if they would be interested or willing to vote for me.